This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, it is. It is. It is. Interesting information now. It's Tech Talk time, actually. On a good day, we present Greg Stebbin with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan to discuss your technology twists and turns. Also, Greg, I would remind you, is the author of the fabulous book called White House Confidential. It is the book about weird presidential historical facts written by a guy who's a weird writer. So weird writers and weird facts. It's all good.
Coming from so, that's quite the compliment.
That is. I'm all about compliments, and I have great regard for you, as you know. Otherwise, why would I let you on my program? I don't want you to come here if you're not any good. I got enough people on the air with me to ruin things. I don't want you to help me. Not present company excluded, of course.
Mm-hmm.
All right. by the way, how is the book now that we're getting closer and closer to the elections? What, 2 months away or something?
It's two months and two days away. That's exactly right. So thank you, Mr. Trump and Ms. Clinton.
What about the others, though? You got any info? What about the libertarians? Do you have secondary information about the presidential or presidential wannabes in this book?
Well, not about these presidential wannabes, of course, because the book was already out when Gary Johnson and Jill Stein and others really began to get some traction. But there have been some interesting stories in history about people who've run for president who were not major party candidates, including a president, Theodore Roosevelt, who started his own party to run against his own former best friend, William Howard Taft, who he had anointed to take office after he left. It was a really ugly situation.
Really? All right, so if you want ugly, you get this book, White House Confidential. It's got the good, the bad, and the ugly from past presidential elections and people who were menacing us as Americans from the White House. Okay, let's get to some of the important things going on, technologically speaking. Facebook, figuring out who ought to be your friends. I actually have started doing more of this. I was on Facebook over the weekend, and I did a friend request for about 100 people. I had not gone through this list I'm not sure I ever have gone through the list, because I saw some names on there that I recognized and names that I didn't, but they were connected to other people that were in the radio business, so I decided to friend them. And I wonder how much time people spend, actually, any or all of us, Richie, Greg, Victoria, how much time do you spend actually friending people on Facebook?
I will go through it every day.
You do?
And I may not friend anybody every day.
How much time does it take you to do it?
Twitter, I'll spend 10 to 15 minutes a day on. Facebook, it just takes a minute or so. Instagram, it just takes a minute or so.
To go through and look at who you want to friend?
Your requests, you mean?
I go through, well, on Twitter, I'm actively looking to dump people that are inactive followers and follow active people that are connected to whatever I'm interested in. On Facebook and Instagram, I basically just go through, and if somebody wants to follow me there, or if I see somebody there that that I'm connected to, I'll follow them. But it figure 20 minutes a day.
And where are you when you spend this 20 minutes a day? Are you on a special seat in the house?
It depends. It depends on what it is. On Twitter, no, I'm sitting at my desk usually because I use Tweepy, which is a program, and it doesn't work well on your phone. Because you got to see the statistics of the people you're unfollowing or following. But Facebook and Instagram, yeah, I might be in a special seat in the house.
So how does Facebook find the people? How do they?
This is the freaky part.
Algorithm that,
this is a very scary story.
All right, so I shouldn't be doing what I did then. Is that what you said?
You should. You should just be aware of a few things.
All right, what? For example?
Victoria?
Aware of what? Are you talking about Doug going through his friend requests?
Well, in general,
anybody.
I mean, really, so part of what we're referring to here is there's been a string of articles. One I just tweeted, which is, I think, in Fortune or Forbes. I'm clicking over there now. It's in Forbes. There was another one at Fusion.net about really strange connections between people ending up or resulting with Facebook suggesting that people, these are people you may know or people you should friend.
As Anthony Weiner doesn't show up on my suggested page, I'm
well,
all right.
There's probably a good chance that he would, in all seriousness.
How? Why?
Well, I mean, you're a public figure. He's a public figure. You're both known.
He's a pubic figure. He's not a public figure.
Okay, fair enough. But, I mean, just the fact that you're both public figures would tell me that you probably know a lot of people in common, and the fact that you know a lot of people in common could enable Facebook to succeed.
Any friend of his, I don't want as a friend of mine.
Oh, fair enough. But Facebook, see, that's the thing, is Facebook doesn't know that.
No.
To Facebook, we are all just little pieces
Pons
of data,
and they're
scheme, making connections between one piece of data and another piece of data. And so in the case of the story of Fusion.net, a lot of patients of a psychiatrist, without the psychiatrist seemingly being the connection, began to get people you may know suggestions from Facebook. And they think it's because all of the patients had the psychiatrist's same phone number in their contacts.
I mean, that is really... Wow. This happened to me recently.
Who figures this out?
Well, in this particular story, there was a much younger patient who told the psychiatrist, hey, you came up on my Facebook suggestions of people you may know. And then this patient showed the phone to the psychiatrist, and she started seeing pictures of other patients. And the only connection that any of these people have is just her phone number. And that's really freaky.
But it's easy.
Do you find that surprising?
No, because this happened to me. A bar that I meet a group of friends at has suggested that I become friends with the waitstaff there. And I have
Which is
no,
not a bad idea, by the way.
I have no connection whatsoever
but
to those
you
people,
do.
Except that I am physically in the same place where they
exactly.
are.
Exactly. It's the location. So what they're seeing here is two things. A, your contact list in your phone. You have to give Facebook permission to access your contacts. When you first set your account up, and you can go into your settings and change this, it says, may we access your contacts in your phone? And you either say yes or no. If you say yes, like the psychiatrist or somebody, some of the patients that the psychiatrist did, then it sees, oh, you all have this in common. Let's put you together.
But I'd like to suggest that even if you don't give Facebook access to your contacts, these same kinds of relationships may be made because other people have your phone number.
And there's the other thing, your location services. Right, other people have your phone number, and that's what happened to the psychiatrist. So, but here's the other thing. When you are in a location, if you have your location services turned on and somebody else has their location services turned on and you're both in the same place, Facebook is going to go, let's connect these two people.
Well, and it may also be, for instance, Victoria, maybe you have said on Facebook going to this bar. And the people who work there say they're going to that bar because they work there, or there's some other. I mean, you know,
there are a lot.
So the bottom line is Facebook isn't getting this without your permission first. You need to be diligent about your security settings and how it's set up. And even if you haven't touched your security settings in 2 years, you should go through it and just a review and make sure that all of these things are turned off.
How do you do that? All right, I'm on my Facebook page right now. How do I do that?
You go to the little triangle. triangle on the right-hand side, and you go down to settings.
A little triangle.
And the blue right bar up side. Top, on the upper blue bar, and we're not going to go through this on the air, Doug. But you go to your settings, actually, and then when you go to your settings, you'll see privacy. And you'll see things like who can see my stuff, who can contact me, who can look me up, and then you also want to click on security. Those two settings will give you everything.
I just went through both of those, and none of those options about contacts are popping up.
I just clicked on it.
But I think here's a question to ask yourself. Why do you care?
That's a question.
Well, I mean, in the case of the psychiatrist, that's an invasion of other patients' privacy, that now that kid knows who the other patients are, and that's not supposed to happen. So in cases like that, that is a complete invasion of privacy.
And the thing with Facebook, Greg, is that you have this perception that it's you and your circle of friends that you have connected with, and everybody in the outside world can't see what's going on in your group and your group of friends. So when all of a sudden you're seeing that Facebook is throwing all of your information that's in your contacts on your phone out to the rest of the world to connect with you, that's when you start to go,
I mean, I'm like,
but I would encourage you to make that sound anyway.
Right. I mean, I'm already 95% done with Facebook. I mean, I never use it. I only use it for the show. And I'm almost ready to deactivate my account anyway, because I just find no value to Facebook whatsoever.
How will I share puppy pictures with you?
Exactly. Babies,
Instagram.
It's grandchildren and, you know,
Instagram. You know, all Instagram I'm really suggesting is here is that, you know, it's always seemed crazy to me that on one hand, people share the most intimate details of their life on Facebook, and on the other hand, are worried about privacy. I think it's an unrealistic expectation.
Yeah, and you're right, but you should be aware of what you can control and can't control.
I think that's smart.
And you should also never post anything that you wouldn't want your grandmother to see.
Well, but that's also true of anything you say by email, anything you say by text, anything you do in the digital world is shareable by someone other than you, whether it ever touches Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat or not.
All right, I'm looking at privacy, my privacy checkup on who can see my stuff and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I don't see anything in there about contacts. So
no, I
know I never gave Facebook permission to use any of my contacts.
It definitely asks you.
Yeah,
it does.
I definitely said no, so I'm still getting these things.
19 past the hour.
Napa know-how.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at NEPA. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's NEPA know-how.
NEPA know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the...
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Half the hour. It's Tech Talk time from Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Greg Steffen, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, lending credibility to our conversation with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. All right, so we've gone through the Facebook thing. Now let's get everybody worked up, because if you are like me and you rent a lot of cars, I don't know how the connection works. You'll have to explain how it is that when you rent a car, they can steal information from you. Do you have
Once again, just
in?
Like Facebook, you give it to them.
How do we give it to them?
Well, let's say you rent a car and it's got Bluetooth or cell phone enabled radio in it. And you sync your phone to the rental car so that you can make hands-free calls and do texts and play your music on the stereo in the rental car. And then when you hand that rental car in, you don't delete your user account from that rental car. It has downloaded your contacts, if you gave it permission, into that system, and it has also downloaded your texts into that system, and maybe some web browsing as well.
And so, all your music, which is, I rent cars a lot. This is how I get all my music recommendations. I go, I like this person's music. Wow. Yeah.
So the FTC had a blog last week warning you that when you sync your phone with this rental car, it says, okay, give me your contacts, and once again, it asks, give me your text, give me this, and it's all in there. And every time I rent a car, I sync my phone with the rental car, and I will see 4 to 6 to 7 other people who have done the same and didn't delete their profile from the rental car when they turned it in. The bottom line here is, when you turn that car in, if you are going to connect to it, delete your profile from it before you hand the keys in.
So, but I don't do that. So, but I'm guessing a lot of people do. Yeah.
Tons.
Yeah.
People just forget. They're in a rush. Yeah. They're late to make a flight. And,
if you're in a hotel and you go to your Gmail account, for example, and you sign in and you get your stuff down, if you don't remember to go back over to the square D or whatever it is and click on that and have yourself, what is it called? It's stop, but it is. It's
log out.
Yeah, logging out. And otherwise, the next person can go to your email.
On the hotel's computer.
If you're in the business center or something. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You got to go back to that and look at the.
When you go to Best Buy or the Apple Store and you're just checking your email on their display machines?
Same thing.
Really right? Bad idea.
It could remember your password.
Yes.
How does it remember your password?
If the browser is set up.
Program to do that, then. They're trying to steal stuff from you.
No.
It's a convenience almost always ends up being as, you know, a potential threat. Because in the world of privacy, convenience is designed to help you cut out a few steps, and often those few steps have to do with things that otherwise would protect you. So when you're not on your computer, your phone, or your tablet, you have to think defensively and remember, this is my friend's phone and I'm checking my email. I need to log out of my email. I need to make sure it didn't memorize my password.
Meanwhile, Doug's going to go in and yell at some kid with a blue shirt on because he thinks he's trying to steal his personal information.
I'm fascinated.
What you're up to.
One of the things this does is it really helps reinforce why using things like fingerprints can potentially be such a great thing. So that when you check your email on your phone, you will have to have logged in with your fingerprints, so that we're locked into a system now where passwords are so burdensome, the last thing you want to do is use another password. But if all you had to do was touch the button on your phone or whatever Apple will release on Wednesday, it could help with a lot of these issues. Right now, we're really in a dark place.
All right. I've got a guy who wants to be a friend of mine who's a crossing guard at Hemingway Elementary School. What? Why would he want to be?
He's a listener.
28 past the hour.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is why this program is so good for me. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Every week for an hour, we go through some of the technological news from technological geniuses, and then there's me. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keenan, Rich McFadden, and Greg Stebbin, who is the gentleman that, if you read Men's Health Magazine, why wouldn't you? You find out about technology from him. He's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. I'm looking at my Facebook page, and I went through settings, and I'm trying to listen to you guys tell me about what's what. So
Doug just changed his Facebook page so that he's the only person who can enjoy it now. It is totally private. Him and him only can see it.
Well, but I want to be able to...
Would you, you
share now, only me, share. Yeah. But it used to say share...
So use the drop-down box and go back to friends. With friends.
You have several options there. You can say only me can see my stuff. Uh-huh. Only my friends, people who you have
friends
approved.
From my friends on,
mm-hmm, on Facebook. Yeah. And then everyone, which means anybody on the internet. Yeah. You want to have friends.
Right. Well, that's what I did, and it won't go back to where it was before.
It's still not giving you an option to change it.
Can you like hire someone to pay someone to make a house call to when you're having trouble with Facebook?
I already do. Thanks very much.
We've been through that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's get to stuff that's more important from people that are interested in how we can help them out. If you are into understanding what's going on in your home, if you have a bill, my electric bill is $250 a month or so here, and I'm told that if I shut off all the things that pertain to my technology room, which is my radio studio, but it's the technology room, I would save money. How much is being sucked?
Well,
so-called vampire power.
So vampire power is all those little devices that's on all night long, all day long, and you're not paying any attention to. Like your DVR.
Uh-huh.
It's constantly on. Your computer is constantly on, and it's constantly saying, hey, let me go check this real quick. Okay, I'm just going back to sleep here. And it's called vampire power. And the, who is it, $140 billion a year? Let me see. You spend about $100 to $160 per year in electricity. And I've seen estimates where it's actually more than that, where you could be spending $30, $50, $60 a month in power that is just kind of there and you're not even using it. The Department of Energy says that $4 billion a year in electricity bills is wasted on vampire power.
So that's about 1/100th of what they wasted the Pentagon.
Yeah. Well, you know what got me thinking about this?
Perspective.
I started thinking, I was walking through my house, and I was in, we talked about vampire power before, but I started walking through my house, and I started looking at all the devices that were on, and did they need to be on? And if my phone only takes an hour to charge at night, why do I leave it plugged in all night long?
Because you want to sleep?
Yeah, but isn't that a waste of power? And then here at the network, I had our IT guys set up every monitor so that after a certain amount of time, it powers off. And that's what you should do at home, too. Here are the six worst offenders, or some of the worst offenders, to drawing power. Your desktop computer. Your desktop computer is probably costing you about $7 to $10 a month.
Really?
Just because it's on. So what you do is you go into the settings and you set the sleep setting on so that it goes to sleep after 30 minutes if you haven't done anything, or 60 minutes or whatever it is. If you have a plasma TV, it uses about 2 times the energy of an LCD TV. That's probably costing you $5 to $7 a month. If you have a DVR, that's always on. That kind of has to be on because it's getting program guide updates. So what I'm going to do is we have one main DVR in our house and then 4 slave box DVRs. I'm going to shut those down and leave the main DVR on so it's getting the program updates.
Can we make a side bet, everybody, on how long Rich actually does this before he forgets or just gets tired of it? Or
I don't have to like a lot of work. Yeah.
I don't have to forget. Let me tell you why. They have new, you can buy gear. You can buy power strips where, let's say it has 6 inputs on it to plug things in. I plug my DVR into the one socket on the power strip that is always on.
Yes.
Then the remaining power strips, when they see no activity for a certain amount of time, or they may have a switch, they get powered off. So I plug the one thing I want in on, and then the other things get powered off, and they don't use any energy.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you're bringing up a really interesting thing here. Is you can also get, I hadn't thought about this, but you can get power strips that are programmable. So you might get power strips that are never on between 11 at night and let's say 4 in the afternoon during the week and a different schedule on the weekend, because that would accurately reflect your family schedule, kind of like people who have programmable thermostats.
Exactly.
Now, that is actually a very interesting idea, and I'm glad you're thinking of ways to do this without requiring you to run through the house unplugging things. It's impossible.
I would never go through every night and go, okay.
You're not going to remember.
Yeah, my son's game station is on. I got to turn that off. And they say that one is basically a computer, so it does the same thing as your computer. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Greg, that is the takeaway. Get a tool that will do it for you, and in this case, it's smart.
And then when you can't figure out how to program the tool, call us and we'll help you.
There you go.
888-302-3684. Email the Doug, although you might want to send it to probably Richard at Stephen.com.
Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show.
In a moment, an app called Checky. Why would you want to apply that to your mobile device? I'm going to ask the expert.
There's no Checky, no laundry.
No Checky, no laundry. All right, Richie, we'll get to that. It is probably made in China. You may be right about that. 42 past the hour on Tech Talk Time.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Lionfish are cool to see, but stings are painful and on the rise as their numbers increase. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what to do if a lionfish stings you.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Lionfish possess spines that transport venom into puncture wounds. The injuries can be extraordinarily painful. Soaking the wound in non-scalding hot water to tolerance will likely relieve the pain from a lionfish sting. Of course, if the injured person appears intoxicated or is weak, vomiting, short of breath, or unconscious, seek immediate advanced medical care. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes. I have 2 credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow. 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details and get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation, Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031.
All right, it's 45 past the hour. Star. It's Tech Talk time. I've asked Victoria and Greg and Rich to go to Checky, an app called Checky on your mobile phone, which is supposed to cut cell phone usage and return you to interacting actually with real human beings. Tracks how many times a day that you check your phone, then you see the average, and it will help you set goals to cut down the number of times. I find this to be the fact somebody developed this to realize how nauseatingly frequently you're on your cell phone, the people that wander around look at it all the time. Maybe it's a good reminder.
I was going to do it just for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
it's been put out by the people at Calm.com. So right. This is obviously some sort of. As soon as I saw that, I thought of you, Doug, with your Constellations group.
The irony here is that when you use Checky, it gives you a screen that shows you how many times you've checked your phone today. It tells you how many times you checked it yesterday. So to me, I think it would be encouraging me to check it more.
Right.
But there's also a share button, so you share it with other people so they check their phone. You're actually encouraging other people to check their phone as you're working harder to not check yours. There's a bit of.
So here's the question. When you check a checky, does it count?
As a checky?
As a checky.
That's a very good question.
So is this a B you getting had here?
Well, here's the thing. I was about ready to download it just to kind of see how many times a day I check my phone.
Right.
But then I saw that it also checks where you check your phone. So it maps you.
And then it can tell Facebook
where
you're at and tell people to friend you because they're at the same place.
We've gone in one vicious circle this hour.
Yes, we have.
All right. Then check the app Moment, Moment. And that will make you crazier than going to Checky. Moment. Right. It tracks how much you use your phone every day, and it will allow you to set the limit on how much you can. It won't let you in. If you set a limit of 10 calls an hour or 10 calls a day and you've used it up, it won't let you use the phone.
You know what?
Anymore.
I'm putting this on my son's phone.
Moment. Yep. That's why I thought this would be good for parents with children. This is my only brilliant thought for the whole hour. I don't know how to do this on my Facebook page. But this is.
How do you decide what is the right amount of usage and the right number of calls?
I only want to control his data. I don't want to control his calls. I want him to make as many calls as he wants. But I don't want him to be able to sit there and download videos all day long.
Mm-hmm. Or play games all day long.
Do that?
You know what, though? No, but you know what, Doug? The other day, he and two of his buddies, they said, Dad, can we go out in the woods and play Pokemon? And they were going to search for Pokemon. They were gone for 3 hours just roaming around out in the woods, and we have like a county park, all over the park doing Pokemon. They came back all sweaty, and I was like, good for you guys. Have fun. Do it again. You want another 3 hours? Go for it.
Unless they don't run into the boogeyman out in the forest.
I didn't care.
All right, so did you check it out? Greg, what'd you think?
Well, I think Rich's idea of how to use this is interesting. I think there are many, many apps like this designed for parents to either track or have some control over their kids' phone usage. Sure, why not?
Victoria?
I mean, I don't have anyone that I want to track, so. But I could see
I'm
how.
I'm going to track you, Victoria. You can track me. How's that?
There's a family version.
Good. I think that Rich is onto something, though. I think that could be very useful for parents.
Yep. Yeah. So, see?
I always like to just remind people that having an actual conversation with your kids can be useful, too.
Yeah. Thank you. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, that's one of those strange.
Listen to this, Doug. You can decide how long each family member's dinner time will last. You can set dinner time where they can't access their phone.
Really?
Yeah.
You could also have a box and just have everybody put their phone in the box away from the table.
Yeah. Or you could shut them off and actually leave them in your room or in the car.
No, you can't. They don't have on-off switches, Doug.
Oh. Mine does. I don't know.
Has anyone ever turned off their phone?
I do it about once a month just to reboot. Yeah.
There. But really? not as part of a normal lifestyle.
I shut mine off. My Samsung Galaxy, I shut it off. I don't.
Maybe you never
once
use
a week.
It.
Use it once a week, and that's it. Try to figure out right now how to use it to record
Facebook
a conversation.
Facebook is trying to figure out right now what is it that you do once a week that you use that phone for.
Uh huh. Really? Good luck to them. You can tell them. Well, never mind. I'll be nice about it. It's Tech Talk time at 10 minutes before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tech Talk Time, 53 after the hour. More stories when it comes to technology. We have expertise here like you wouldn't believe. I am, in my household, the expert to go to when it comes
to
technology.
You're the only one in your house.
Well, that's because I'm the other. Thank you, Jennifer. All right, so in a moment, how to get the most money for your old iPhone. Those of you who have the bendable iPhones, this is a good way for you to get your money back. I spent a little bit of time over the weekend at the Verizon store getting my old, I had a new flip phone, but it didn't work, so I had to have another flip phone, and now it's working wonderfully. Everybody relax, it's okay, I'll be fine. Flip phone world. But I did want to, I got to find out how to use my smartphone to record things on, like as if I was recording this broadcast. Rishi, how do I record on my flip phone?
You don't. You get a smartphone.
But I can't do it on my.
No.
I don't mean a flip phone. I can do it. Can I use it on my Samsung 6 or 5 or whatever I have?
You can record it there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can do everything with that phone.
Thank you.
You should use it now and then.
Yeah, exactly.
Alright, so we'll figure out how to help you get the most money for your old iPhone in a moment here on the program.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future. Which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
This is what it sounds like when you don't make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Oh, man!
And this is what it sounds like when you do make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Woo! We made it!
It's the Chevy 72-hour sale. Qualified buyers can get 0% financing for 72 months on all their favorite 2016 Chevy models. But hurry, the clock is ticking. Get yours now. Chevrolet, find new roads. Monthly payment is $13.89 for $50,000 to finance. Example down payment 7.8%. Most finance through GM Financial. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Excludes L trims. Take delivery by 9916. See dealer for details.
Are your hands itching for that new iPhone? It's going to be out, what, Wednesday of this week? Who's going to be seeing it?
The big announcement. The big announcement comes on Wednesday.
Yeah. All right. So, in the meantime, let's see. Rich's playbook has him turning in his iPhones every time the new one comes out. So, that's not it for everybody.
I have two iPhone 5s I'm about to post on Craigslist, and as soon as the new iPhone 7 comes out, my iPhone 6 will go on Craigslist, too.
And how much can you get back for them?
I can get 150, maybe 200 for the iPhone 5s on Craigslist. They're in perfect condition. I have the boxes, and the original wrapping. And I'm not sure about the iPhone 6 yet. I'm thinking I can get $300 for it.
All right, so, Victoria, how does that square with your research on what to do or what people are doing with these old phones?
Well, the reason that you want, if you can part with your iPhone 6, then before the 7 gets announced, or the 6SE, whatever they're going to call it on Wednesday, then you can get, if you have a 16-gig iPhone 6 in good condition, Walmart's trade-in site is offering $200. That's the going rate. And if you're on Glide, which is another trade-in site, they're offering $326. So there is an $88 fee that runs with Glide. So you're still going to be ahead of the game versus Walmart.
Why are they charging $88 fee?
Whatever they're
it's
giving
just
you.
Whatever they're.
Okay, so now I think I can get more because if Walmart's giving you $200, that means you can get $400.
And if you have, and if you have the box and you've got
thanks for coming to Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse.
And like Rich was saying, he has the box and all the original packaging, everything, that does sometimes help as well. If you have a 128-gig iPhone 6 Plus, the 6S Plus, that's ranging from $450 to $567 in resale.
Wow, now, that's what I have, actually.
Well, here's the thing. You should get that listed on one of these sites before the 7th, which is Wednesday, the big announcement, because Glide says they're expecting a 15% decline in pricing as soon as that new phone gets announced.
Yeah, so here's what I'll do. I'll sell my iPhone 6 Plus while it's hot, activate one of my iPhone 5s, use it until I can get the 7.
Well, that's ideal. If you're someone who doesn't have an old iPhone 4 or 5 sitting around, what you can do, resale sites like Gazelle and Nextworth, they offer you a 30 to 45 day grace period. So you sign the contract, you agree to a price, and you still have another 30 days to 45 days to actually send the phone in, and there should be pretty much no layover time then to get the new iPhone in your hands. So that's probably the way to go if you're not like Rich and you don't have
backups. So what's my backups. Samsung Galaxy worth?
Nothing.
No, because the new Note 7 came out and they're the hot thing on...
They're the exploding ones, right?
Yes, that's the exploding one.
Good. It's worth nothing?
Well, I mean, it's probably worth
nothing. I'm joking.
Like 25 cents.
Yeah.
Scrap metal.
It's 59. Thank you for your optimism. 59 passed.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.